That's not what burns.
And I love now it's time for the IMDb challenge on the Power Trip Morning Show.
So how this works is Meat Sauce is currently on IMDb.com. But it's blank. The search tab is blank because he doesn't know which actor or actress I'm about to give him. In about 10 seconds here, we'll do a little drum roll, and we will reveal the actor or actress. And then he has about 45 seconds to look through that person's IMDb history.
Right.
Projects that person has been in the past. Then I start reading scores, stats, things that happen in sports. And then Meat Sauce on the spot, Tommy, has to come up with a joke that ends in that person's IMDb past.
Right. I love it. This is great.
Well, it can be.
It's hard.
It is very difficult.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, it's had its moments, but most of the time it looks like Chris, shockingly, wasted $320 on a very, very bad improv class.
I could have just taken EO to Chipotle.
Yeah. Right. Right. All right, here we go.
Jonah Hill.
Ooh.
Jonah Hill.
All right.
Not the biggest of big names, but a big enough name and a pretty extensive past,
is
right?
It really?
That young man, he's done a lot of work.
It's a great flex.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Last 15, 16, 17 years, he's probably been around since mid-2000s, so what?
Okay.
I don't know, 04, 05?
I can think of maybe 6 or 7 movies. Is it way more than that?
Right, but that's the other advantage.
That's the challenge.
Meat Sauce does get to look at IMDb.com, so he doesn't have to recall the... Mm-hmm. Right, you're on Jonah Hill's page right now, correct? Right now,
and he goes in waves with his weight so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Skinny, big.
And most of us like fat Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah, more funny.
Yes.
Besides War Dogs, he's...
I haven't seen that. I own it.
I haven't seen it either, but I heard it's pretty good.
Paul, tell me when you're ready, and I'll start doing some sports.
Start doing some sports.
You need another 10 seconds, or are you good?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I can stall a little bit if
Come
you
on,
want.
Move it, Lord.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm good. Go ahead. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Coach Whalen, Lindsey Whalen of the Golden Gopher basketball team. She landed her first out-of-state recruit, a 4-star recruit named Mercedes Staples out of Bountiful, Utah.
Ooh.
She's the 64th ranked player in the country, according to ESPN. Originally signed with Clemson, but requested a release after the coach was fired, so Lindsey Whalen lands Mercedes Staples out of Bountiful, Utah.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm extremely proud of Lindsey and everything she's done with the Gopher women's basketball team. And when you watch Gopher women's basketball and every other women's sport, you find out that it's not a sausage party.
All right.
Okay, yeah, he's right.
Yeah?
By definition.
Yeah, okay.
Yesterday, the New York Mets batted out of order after a discrepancy in the lineup card. They ended a potential rally. They didn't bat in the right order in the very first inning of the game. Way to go, New York Mets. Paul.
Wow. Baseball is one of those sports that the more you watch it, the less it makes sense, because if you know more about this story, this gentleman batted out of order, and then the next guy up was out. Not the guy that hit out of order, the next guy up was out of order. So if you're Corey Cove, you're hoping that this is the end? Baseball.
Okay, well,
that was a,
I felt
exponentially worse than the first joke.
Okay. I felt like I was lost.
Yes.
Like I was physically lost in downtown Minneapolis.
I also felt like Sauce didn't know where he was going.
Right.
And then at the end, he decided, I give up.
Like, yeah. Like, I walked out of a building, and I'm like, I have no idea where I'm at.
Right. This is going nowhere.
Yes, right.
Meek Mill says that James Harden called him 3 to 4 times a week while Meek Mill was in prison. For about an hour at a time, they'd talk about beautiful women, basketball, and more. So Meek Mill and James Harden talking 3 to 4 times a week while Meek was in prison.
Well, and if you know, Robert, the owner guy of the Patriots, got Meek Mill out. So in if you look at it and break it all down, I would say that that is a money ball.
Man. The Celtics won 114-112 over the Sixers. Boston wins that series 4-1. 25 points for Tatum, 24 for Jaylen Brown. Yeah. So Boston advances to face LeBron. Game one is Sunday.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that we're down to the final four and we can all stop forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Twins at Angels of Anaheim tonight at 9:07. Barrios versus Garrett Richards.
Ooh. Matt. Sorry.
Sorry. Whoa, he's excited about this one.
Trust me. Take as much time as you need.
Yeah, he's excited. He's
slow it down. The faster we go, the worse it's going to be.
He pulled it out of the holster, yep. Man. He's ready.
Yeah, I did.
Twins are 15-17. They've won 5 straight. They did have a day off yesterday, but the Angels are 22-14. Buxton might return tonight. He was running the bases, a couple days ago. So the Twins and Angels tonight at 9:07.
If you look at the last month of the Twins season and then you compare the AL Central to the rest of the divisions in sports, you would say that the AL Central is super bad.
That's very well done.
Yeah, not funny, but it works.
But it works. That's good.
Tonight, Game 7 in Nashville. The Jets are at the Preds at 7 o'clock. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals is tomorrow, Caps at Lightning. Hockey.
Yeah, hockey's great. Why was it moved? Because of a concert last night?
Yes, Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake, yeah. I'd rather be knocked up than go see Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Is that it?
I got one more.
Good, because I have one story
left. Perfect, right. Perfect.
Western Conference Finals between Golden State and Houston, that starts on Monday.
Yes.
Here's a weird stat for you guys. Check this out. The Rockets are 2-point favorites, despite Vegas having Golden State being the overall favorite to win the series. Overall, they are -190 in Las Vegas. The Rockets are +155. But if the line holds by Monday, this will only be the 7th time Golden State has been an underdog all season. It's pretty crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. They are 1-5 in the other 6 games. So when they're a dog, they are 1-5. Also, Houston 2-1 against Golden State this season.
That's absolute chaos. Super confusing. I didn't follow much of that. I wasn't really listening. It's like when you find out that Will Ferrell is in the Lego movie.
That's it, right?
Thankfully. Look, Paul, this is going to sound very mean because it is.
Yeah.
I wonder how this game would work if we got somebody in here that was extremely good at improv. Like, where that's their specialty. Like, if we got Wayne Brady in here. Or Greg Proops, or Colin Mockery, or Ryan Stiles.
Be way better than what I just did.
Or Chip Esten back in the day. Like, I wonder if one of those guys would just crush this bit.
Right.
I'm sure they would. That's their bit.
That's what they do, yeah. They're pros.
No, I'm not saying...
Yeah, but I'm not a
hang
pro.
On. Hang on. I am saying.
Yeah.
this is regressing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We're getting further and further away from the first one, which was pretty goddamn good. You did a pretty decent job with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, but you went to classes.
One.
You're trained.
One.
You know, I'm gonna throw this out there. I'm just gonna send it out there, and you send it right back at me if you don't.
Yeah.
Want, I'm gonna send it out there. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to try sometime.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
I'd like to try.
Yeah.
It.
I would too.
Thank you, Tio.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
Try. Yeah. Try it.
I would just try to get the word in there.
Right.
Doesn't that be funny?
It's
it should be. It's hard.
We can try it. You want to try it 7?
Now, so hold on 1 second. He's confused. See, it's supposed to be funny.
Yes, it is.
That's the thing.
The goal is to make us laugh.
Right.
Now, you
I
did
understand.
Have, like, the rest of the league is super bad. Now, that fits.
Yeah.
Goal is comedy.
Sure. Goal is comedy, but I have, let's see here. I have animals.
Herpes.
Hail Caesar. True Story. 22 Jump Street to work with. The Wolf of Wall Street.
He's complaining about material.
The Watch. Megamind. Megamind, Mega Team United.
Mega Team United? Is that a movie?
No, it's a video game. Get him to the Greek. How to Train Your Dragon. Cyrus. funny people.
Kingdom of the Greeks, pretty good.
That's a lot. That's a lot more movies than I expected.
Forgetting
Sarah Marshall. A lot more, right?
Would you like to try at 7 o'clock, Christopher Allen?
I, you know what? If
new actor, or different actor.
No, different. I'll give him somebody else.
Okay. See, now if I do a different actor, though, he's going to say, "Well, yeah, it is." Right? But
no, you'll probably do better than me.
No, I probably won't. That's probably won't.
That.
The only way it's a little bit cheating
is... It puts me in a tough spot.
You'll mostly know the stories, unless I can find another story or two that's different before then.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
But you would have no idea which actor I'm going to give you. How do you know?
Because it will.
Let's try.
Okay.
You didn't go to an improv class.
No, yeah, but I paid for one.
You did pay for one.
So technically he went.
Fine. Chris Hockey debuts his IMDb challenge at 7 o'clock.
What about T.O.? Does he get to try too? He wants to try.
You want to try next? Why don't you try next Thursday morning?
Yeah, that's
great.
Right.
Next Thursday morning. That'll give me plenty of time to bone up. Would you like me to pay for a class for you?
I'll try it in the car.
Oh, ooh.
When you guys bring up stories during the week.
That'll be good.
Overnight drive.
Oh. Next question.
Am I right?
Yes, you're
Ben, you're familiar with the IMDb challenge, correct?
I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah. An hour ago, Meat Sauce attempted yet again to do it. It mostly went the wrong way yet again.
It's not good.
It did not go well.
It didn't go well.
So Chris says, can I have a shot at some point?
I'm not saying I'm going to be good at it.
No, you will.
Sure you will.
So we said, let's do it today. Why not? We have to do sports again at 7 o'clock.
Right. Yeah, let's do it.
Why not try it again? Now, I'm going to change the actor or actress.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because that wouldn't be fair. He can't have Jonah Hill again. That's cheating.
Yeah,
go to IMDb.
Yeah, and by the way, this bit, good or bad, is brought to you by friends at CarX. Thank you, CarX.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Meow.
Yeah, have you gone Rosen on the bit? Have you had a female actor, actress yet?
Oh.
Well, why don't we ask Rosen at
8? Oh. No, he won't be here today.
So far. Whoa, Corey.
You were progressive.
Wow. What's the deal, Corey?
What is this, a reach around?
We did Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, Christian Bale, and Jonah Hill so far. We've only done 4.
Can we have Rosie do it when he comes in?
Hey, Rosie's ladies, not coming in today. Ladies can vote. They don't need one of these bits. Okay? They have enough. All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Maybe next week I'll do a lady.
Yeah, and then we'll do the
That's what you keep telling your dad.
Got it.
Hey, Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm asking is, what's your mom doing on Sunday?
Whoa!
Not hanging out with you.
Okay. Hawk, are you ready?
I think I am.
If you've
sir.
Never heard this bit in the past, here's how this worked, or if you weren't listening an hour ago, you can download our podcast if you'd like on KFAN.com, but it sounds like no one's doing that.
Well, that sucks. Why not?
So, Chris is on IMDb right now, imdb.com.
I am. I'm ready.
I'm going to do the drum roll like this, and I'm going to reveal an actor or actress. Spoiler alert, it's an actor.
George Clooney.
So, right now, he gets to imdb.com, George Clooney. He gets to look at the entire list of George Clooney's work. I start reading scores, stats, some sports stories. Then, at the end of the story, Chris has to come up with an improv joke that ends with a George Clooney piece of work. Sauce once took an improv class that Chris Hockey paid for. It was $320. He went 1 week and then quit and pocketed the money.
I went one time and quit.
Right, 1 week though, right? Wasn't it a weekly class?
No, it was longer than that, but I went one time and quit.
One day, yes, and then you quit.
And got the money.
And got the money. So you made $320 to not go to future improv classes.
Right, that Hockey paid for.
And as you can tell in the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks... Chris probably would have wasted his money anyway.
Right, correct.
Chris, tell me when you're ready. I've stalled for about 40 seconds.
I think I'm ready, baby.
Ready?
I don't know. I mean, I'll try my best.
George Clooney. Here we go.
George Clooney.
Lindsay Whalen has landed her first out-of-state recruit, a 4-star recruit named Mercedes Staples. She's the 64th ranked player in the country. Was going to go to Clemson, but now she's coming to the Golden Gophers after Clemson fired their coach. So Whalen lands a 4-star recruit from out of state.
You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but her brother, also a fantastic basketball player, and he plays at Georgetown. She couldn't find it on a map, so she called him and said, "Oh, brother, where art thou?"
That's good. See, that's very good.
What we learned in the one improv class I went to, you encourage.
Okay,
it.
Thank you very that much. Was very I'll try. Good. I'll try.
Fine. Good job, Chris.
Thanks.
Okay, Captain Comedy over there.
Give me an action. Come on, I'll do better.
Excellent improv.
Come on, I'll do better.
Yesterday, the New York Mets were batting out of order after a discrepancy in their lineup cards, ending a potential rally in the very first inning of the game.
Mm-hmm. And you know what happened is the guy who was supposed to bat third actually was batting fourth, and they couldn't find him because he was over playing in Jack's place.
Okay, that's funny.
The masturbation hand gesture added to the joke for us. Okay. I don't know if it works on the radio when you go, Jack's
place. All right. Well,
I don't know.
Okay.
What's Jack's place?
Made me laugh, but
all
I don't.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
But, yeah. But it doesn't matter. If it's actually on his IMDb.com page, we don't have to know the film.
Right.
Or the TV show.
It's on there.
If it counts, it counts. More supportive to me, but okay. Chris, yes. I think you're doing great.
Thank you.
See?
I'm trying.
You're
I didn't take
great.
Any classes.
I'm encouraging.
I didn't take any classes.
Meek Mill says James Harden called him 3 to 4 times a week while Meek Mill was in prison. He says they would talk for an average of about an hour at a time, 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah, they're into weird things. They like to watch porn that they call Red Surf.
That's funny.
That is funny. These are good, man.
Yeah, these are good, Hawk.
That's gross.
Yeah,
that's
gross. What is Red Surf porn?
Not sure yet.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that.
Gross.
It's like the 50-year storm that Bodie wanted to surf in Point Break. It's just this giant wave that rolls around about once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's true.
Here we go. The Celtics won 114-112 over the Sixers. Boston wins that series 4-1, so we're down to the final four in the NBA. Golden State, Houston, Cavs, and the Boston Celtics. Good luck with this one.
Bunch of lazy bastards.
Oh, boy.
Just sitting on the bench like a bunch of men who stare at goats.
Nailed it.
That was great.
Not funny, but it made sense.
That was great, Hawk. Very good.
Very good. Ben, your thoughts so far?
He's doing all right.
See, it's hard.
I'm sure it is hard.
Yeah.
Right, Hawk?
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, not the bit. You're praying.
Hey, how dare you?
Game 7 in the NHL tonight between the Nashville Predators and the Winnipeg Jets. Nashville's the host team tonight at 7 o'clock. Then Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals is tomorrow. Caps at Lightning. Anytime.
You know, thank God it's hockey. Because having to watch basketball playoffs is intolerable cruelty.
Ooh, that was really good.
That was very good, Hawk.
That was your best one so
far. That was very clever.
None of us laughed. All of us nodded in approval.
Thank you. Right. And that's what I go for when I do comedy.
Good.
It's just a silent nod.
I wonder if a stand-up comedian would like that. Like if Gaffigan cracked some joke and the entire crowd stayed silent, but all nodded like, God dang, very clever.
Yes. Very funny.
Yeah. That was good, Hawks.
Yep. Yep, got another one?
The Twins are at the L.A. Angels of Anaheim tonight at 9:07. The Minnesota Twins are on a season-high 5-game win streak.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Paul Mahler is a huge passer of gas.
I did not know that.
I did not know
sometimes
that
sometimes when he's sitting on the bench, he farts so hard that it lifts him up in the air.
That's very good.
You got us to laugh.
Thank you.
Paul, he's winning today.
He's
definitely winning today.
Thank you.
Yeah. You gave him maybe the greatest American actor of all time, but great.
George Clooney's the greatest American actor of all time.
You had Tom Hanks.
You had Hanks. Yeah,
that was
Christian
the best
Bale,
one I did.
Christian Bale, Cruz, who's that? Damn funny.
Tom Cruise's little brother.
By the way, that's another improv tip, and I didn't take a class, but at the end of your joke, don't say, see, I'm funny.
Go on,
am I done?
You're done. Not the best job. Not bad.
All right,
Tommy, you said you want to try. Next week, we'll let you try.
Man,
6 o'clock next Thursday. It's going down.
This week. Yeah.
Ben, if you'd ever like to try, let me know. You seem hesitant.
An improv person, I am not.
Hey,
makes two of us.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Who cares?
There's two ways I could do this. I could just say it was my idea and go, look, I'm a genius. Or I can actually give Haley credit. Haley's got a really good idea. I know it's IMDb, so it's got to be films, TV shows, things like that.
Yeah, sure.
Would it be easier or more entertaining or funnier if we did musical catalogs and you could use song titles?
That would be genius.
This game is so cool.
Is there a website though that has like all the Nirvana songs?
Yeah, you could know them off the top of your head.
Play the hits.
Wikipedia.
You could try to pull it off the top of your head.
But you have to have that knowledge.
Or you could just, while I'm stalling for 30, 40 seconds, find a couple of albums that are big and just, it would be more work than IMDb for you guys to Google them quickly,
right,
but there may be more opportunities for comedy.
That would be funnier.
Well, maybe since it's improv, maybe sometimes I do movies, sometimes I do music,
I like
and
it.
You gotta stay on your toes.
Good. Gotta go.
Good.
Oh, I get Jonah Hill and he gets AC/DC. This isn't fair.
I hope you die at an early age.
Wow.
See, I'm funny.
I almost got him to spit up his coffee.